Listening Library presents Ada Lace Sees Red, an Ada Lace Adventure by Emily Calandrelli with Tamsin Weston. This is Emily Calandrelli. For the kid obsessing about grades, don't worry. You don't need to be good at everything to be great. Easy. Chapter 1. The New Art Teacher. Ada watched as her father returned Nina's picture to her. The assignment was a self-portrait in a favorite color. Nina had picked pink. Pink seemed like such an obvious girl color. Ada thought that Nina's choice might count against her. Ada's parents were big fans of going against gender norms. If Elliot, her little brother, had done the same assignment in blue, Mr. Lace probably would have told him to dig deeper. To Ada's surprise, Mr. Lace smiled and said, "Really nice work, Nina. I love all the different tones you found in that color. You've reinvented pink." Nina beamed. "Thank you, Mr. Lace." It seemed like he must be in a good mood. Still, Ada was nervous. Maybe it was that her father had never sounded that excited about anything she had made in the past. The most she got was a, "Good job, sweetie," and a pat on the head. As he handed the other kids' pictures back, Ada listened to his praise. She tried to take it as a positive sign.
"Very nice contrast, Ethan. I can really see the details. I love what you've done with the ponytail, Pixie."